Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, well, it's Wednesday afternoon. You know the deal. We get to Wednesday afternoon at the 4 o'clock hour. And y'all, we got to spend some time doing what we like to call the Grand Council. And I'll just remind you guys, the Grand Council is brought to you by DeKalb MD, and I'll tell you more about them here in a few minutes. But right now, let me just call the roll. So from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show. Oh, by the way, he's also the editor-in-chief for 1819 News, does work for Breitbart, has some stuff with Lan Yap, and he's really kind of all over the place. Jeff Poor, are you there?
I'm present.
You are indeed. Glad of it. All right. And then turning my view to the north, I'm looking at 770 AM, 92.5 FM, host of the Dale Jackson Show on WVNN. Also does work with Yellowhammer News. Has a TV gig. All around good dude. Dale Jackson, how are you doing? You there? You are indeed. Good Lord. Stand at ease. I pronounce a quorum. Hit it, man.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da! Ba-da! All right. I'll be calling a quorum. We're in, and I'm going to say with the hot mic, Dale Jackson, you first.
All right. So there's a lot going on in the Alabama legislature, that is sure. But I want to take things a little closer to home. There was a local school board leader in Huntsville, Andrea Alvarez. I've had a little bit of bad blood with her in the past. Huh. She went on social media and told her followers, and they did not take this very kindly, most of them who are normally supporting her, that if you were going to send your kid to a private school and take school choice money, that you should have to look every student in the school in the face and basically apologize for doing so. And you're robbing the school system of all that money, apparently.
So I say two things here. One, Dale Jackson using my show to get back at a woman who he admits he has bad blood with.
I mean, I use every one of my platforms to get back at her. Come on.
What a Nimrod. Did she really say that?
She did. She did. And my question is this. What is wrong with the city of Huntsville electing this woman to the school board who is just so radical and crazy?
I don't know. You know, in too many ways, the politics in the beautiful city of Huntsville is becoming purple. But that's not purple. That's full on teachers union blue right there. Is she like a retired educator, member of the teachers union? What's her background?
She's a young woman. She's a youngish woman. I mean, she's not an older guard or anything. She was one of those people elected in Alabama from the persistence pack where they went after local races and they won while Republicans ignored them. And this is the result of that.
Well, first of all, she's young and misguided, I guess. But the reality is she's got no world experience to be able to say that. And I fully expect that she has an opinion somewhere that differs with somebody else. And she wouldn't walk down the halls apologizing to people for having a differing opinion. The bottom line is parents have a right to say what is best for their child and be darned with the consequences. And the state law now backs them up. Jeff?
Andrea Alvarez wish Birmingham Blue Dot would come back on Dell's radar.
Probably.
That woman's back too. She just isn't doing anything interesting.
I'm just gonna leave it there. I don't know. I just it's an outrageous statement and whatever.
It absolutely is. And let's get Jeff a Red Bull. But so any more on thoughts on that though, Dale?
No, I think it's outrageous and everyone should know about it. And that's the reason why I continue mentioning it, because it is a completely insane thing to say. The implication and by the way, I also would like to say, if she will set it up, I will gladly go to every school that Grant is zoned to and tell every kid the exact same thing, that I'm not going to apologize, and I want them to have the same opportunities Grant does. So here's some school choice.
Well, now that you've had it on my show, everybody knows about it. So there
you go. That's right. Finally, if I only had some platforms.
All right, Jeff, you're next, buddy. What you got? What question you got?
So I think the Tuberville for governor thing is really going to happen.
Yep.
I don't have any. But if Tuberville runs for governor, then who for Senate?
Well, Dale, you want to go first? I mean, I got thoughts on it, but go ahead.
Well, I keep hearing that it might be Ainsworth, but he doesn't want to go to D.C. So that's one of the suggestions people make. Steve Marshall, I think, would throw his hat into the ring there. But again, don't know. I mean, are we really going to be looking at a world in a couple of years where Ainsworth and Marshall are out of politics completely? I mean, what's Marshall County going to do? Well, you'll have to get back in. I don't know the answer. I'm guessing there's a lot of, if this shakes out that way, I think that Senate race is very crowded.
So let me throw out, I will say this. So to answer your question, Jeff, directly, I do believe also, I agree with you. I think Tuberville's in. I'm hearing he already has a team of consultants on hand that are doing the whole preliminary stuff. I think that puts Ainsworth in a very dicey situation. I think Ainsworth saying he doesn't want to go is his way of saying he wants to go. He's not with politics. He's not done with politics. I could still see him doing something along these lines. And looking at the U.S. Senate would be a hard thing to pass up when you're a statewide officer with some measure of name ID and there's an empty seat, so you're not running against an incumbent. But here, I agree with Marshall. I'll throw one more out there. Jay Towne. I could see that. I could see that. His profile has been coming up.
Is he going to be an Alabama resident at that time, or will he be in D.C.?
Well, we don't know. But right now, what I'm saying is he is an Alabama resident, and if the seat came open, I would not be a bit surprised.
Yeah.
It's good street cred.
I'm joking about that. I believe he'd still be considered an Alabama resident.
Your own thoughts there, Jeff Rowe. What you got?
All the names y'all mentioned, Ainsworth's a little trickier because I do believe in what he says. He has, like, family concerns.
Sure.
Not wanting to go to D.C. I would watch Nathaniel Ledbetter. I think that's a real possibility. Carolee Dobson's out there. I mean, can she win it? I don't know, but she might take a shot. She's shown that she's able to raise money, and she's kind of the idea of, like, I don't know, would Alabama be able to sustain two women, sort of young females in the Senate? I don't know. But
how sexist was that?
I mean, it's like, is that we've always had a little bit of balance there, right? You know, Jeff Sessions and Richard Shelby are very different. Jeremiah Denton and Hal Heflin, and then you could even say Tuberville and Katie Britt. You sort of get a variety there. I don't know that there would be that variety of, you know, the breadwinner for the state. Side by side with sort of the ideological champion of what Alabama's thinking of the era. And I you know, that's just historically, you wouldn't have like the same lane running the both seats of the U.S. Senate. Anyway, those, I think you got to watch, but I agree it's a crowded field. I just, there's not going to be a whole lot of money floating around in 26.
So let me ask you this too, real quick, Jeff, because I know you got your finger on the pulse of this stuff. Two names in the last race. Mo Brooks, Mike Durant. Do you see any chance either one of them would want to come back into the fray?
They may want to come back into the fray, but it's too heavy of a lift. I don't think Mike Durant, he's just sort of turned off by the whole process.
Yeah.
Mo Brooks, if you're out there listening, you really want to do this again? That's, you know, entirely up to you, though.
Mo's not getting back in.
I don't think Mike will either. I think the both of them have probably had their fill. So I think the names we named, and I guarantee there's going to be a business type, you know, a BCA type that's going to be put out there and suddenly have money.
Bradley Byrne?
I don't think Bradley will do it, although he's kept his name in sort of the community
well,
down there.
Well, let me just say this before we wrap this part of this up.
Right.
Doesn't the state benefit significantly if Tuberville would stay there?
It does, but yeah,
I wish he would really say it. I know that this has nothing to do with whether he will or not. I just think he is so much better of a United States senator than I expected him to be, which sounds like an insult, but it's actually an insane compliment.
Well, I think though when he talks down about D.C., when he talks about the fact that he's sick of the swamp, I think he's legit. I think he seriously is sick of the D.C. swamp, and there's a part of him that would want to come back home. And do work in the state that he has a residence on the lake, you know? All right, let me get one question in real quick. It's a short one. Is it a short one? I don't know. So Ivy's a lame duck. And yet this ADVA bill, the Department of Veterans Affairs bill, I got issues with the way that went down, but it came out of the Senate. And here's my question. She's a lame duck. Does she still have influence? Is she making promises? What is happening? How did that bill get moving? Jeff, you first.
Ed Oliver, the House sponsor, has an axe to grind with Kit Davis. There's some kind of bad blood. I don't fully comprehend it. I honestly believe Andrew Jones moved that bill and did what he did yesterday because I think Kay Ivey called in a favor. Look at the Rebuild Alabama Act back in 2020. What was one of the first roads, four lane, that was right there in your neck of the woods, Senator?
Yep.
411 right into Cherokee County, right? Talk about 759. It's never going to get done. Well, it looks like it's moving on. And I think that Andrew Jones and Kay Ivey, she's done some things for that district, and she called it a favor to Andrew Jones, and he did what he had to do.
Maybe so. All right, time to take a break. Round one, the Grand Council, Jeff Poore, Dale Jackson, little old me. We'll take that break and come right back. And I don't think I even gave Dale a chance to answer that question, did I?
Probably just, for the best.
It's just my way. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, giving you all the truth you could slap on a bumper sticker. All right, so we're going right back to round number two with the Grand Council, Jeff Poore, Dale Jackson, and me. First question, second round. Dale Jackson, what you got?
Okay, so we talked a little bit about the potential for Tuberville to run for the United States or for governor or anything like that. Who else then? If not Ainsworth, who else? Because he's a buzzsaw and beats anyone, right?
You talking about for governor?
Ainsworth out of the race. Who else?
You talking about for governor?
Yeah.
Well, I think right now, aren't we hearing that that Pate is talking about doing it?
Okay. And I'm talking about serious things. All right. I'm talking about it's going to have to be a big name to jump in there and do it. And
Pate you mean who can beat Tuberville?
Yeah.
Right now, I don't see anybody. There's nobody else on my radar right now that I come in. I mean, he could finance the race personally if he wanted to. But I think that he would have overwhelming support. I think he would have name ID. I think he would have money backing. And I think he would also have big fun being. I mean, he's a pretty good retail politician. I think he'd be out there. And I think he'd probably get Trump's endorsement. So, wow. Jeff, your thoughts?
There's nobody in Alabama that could lay a glove on Tommy Tuberville, with the exception of like Nick Saban or Bear Bryant coming back from the dead or something. But I expect like Lindy Blanchard, somebody like that, somebody with some deep pockets, because it's a lost cause. You will lose. You're right. He's going to clear the field.
Wait, so Nick Saban runs. Let's start the rumor. Nick Saban runs. We call it the Iron Bowl of elections. I'm liking it.
I'm suggesting that Tuberville would beat him.
I'm suggesting he would, absolutely.
I'm going out on a limb here. If they ran, I think Tuberville would beat him.
And I'm suggesting, too, that that Nick Saban would have to take a cut in pay to go be a governor. All right, next question. Jeff, what do you got?
Trump's approval ratings tend to trend up now. There's a lot getting done. Democrats aren't really laying a glove on him. I don't think some of the media hysteria is like just a ripple in a pond. How long does this go on?
Well, I mean, as long as they keep doing interpretive dance in front of the steps of the Capitol and making up silly songs to sound like, you know, old, you know, spirituals as they pick cotton in the fields about, you know, the agendas of the Trump administration being racist.
I don't understand that reference.
I'm sure you don't. But the reality is, this has got to stop because they're beclowning themselves at every turn. And I don't know if it does stop, man, because Trump derangement syndrome is real. I used to think that was kind of like just a talking point. No, it's freaking real. Dale?
I think you're right. I hate to be the Scott Jennings fan club with every conversation we have. But
man crush.
The guy made it very clear on television the other day. I think it was last week. Maybe even mentioned it last week as well. He said, look, Trump has a superpower. Take the issues that are 80-20 and then make your enemy reflexively take the other side. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I mean, it's basically the Alabama Republican playbook. I mean, it really is. Take these positions that everyone supports and let the other people light themselves on fire over it.
Well, Jeff, it's your own question. What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's going to take Democrats probably taking another big loss. Like, right now, if you're a Democrat, you have to feel okay about 26. That, you know, history's on your side. But if they take another L, if they underachieve, then it's going to take a Bill Clinton-type character. I don't know who that is. to rescue the party from this trend. And they're going to have to moderate, and it's going to be this. They won't moderate now because their fear is it's a game of subtraction. You'll lose the woke base, right? But they're going to have to shed the woke base to once again start playing the game of addition. I firmly believe that.
Well, they certainly took the first step in that by putting that guy David Hogg in as the vice chair of the DNC. That was a big help. Well, let me stay on that thread then, and let me ask you, because they are imploding, and they are beclowning themselves on a daily basis. Who is out there to be that character? Like, who do you see on the Democrat side of things that has the national level mojo to say, I'm here and I'm going to speak into the moment and I'm going to be the new guy who's going to take the party back? Who's that person? Dale. Did we just lose Dale? Unmute yourself and stop playing video games, Dale.
It's got to be. No, video games are over. He's in there from crying. I beat him in overtime. The simple thing to say is it's got to be like a guy like Josh Shapiro.
Yep.
But the minute they realize he's Jewish and not insane, that's going to hurt him. So I don't know the answer to that question.
Jeff, who's on the horizon, man?
Yeah, Josh Shapiro would be one answer. Andy Beshear, it's going to be a governor. I mean, it's got to be like a quasi-red state type governor. You just can't. The mythology is that you got this like right ethnic diversity mix of a candidate that you have to put out there that's just not going to win hearts and minds in this country. So they're in trouble. I mean, I don't know who that. I don't think it's either one of those guys, but that might be their best options.
Anybody that can win nationally, like, they will burn to alive in a primary, like Shapiro or Beshear. They will either make them go completely insane and be liberal, or they'll say what they've already been, and they'll get wrecked in a primary.
And I'll tell you right now, they won't wait to the primary. You watch. In the next year, we're going to start seeing certain Democrats getting excoriated by their own party, like Eric Adams in New York, and you're going to see basically that's who it would have been, except they crucified him in advance to make sure they couldn't. All right, you guys, good round. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, with Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, the Grand Council, every Wednesday. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.